Welcome to the Lifehouse Japan Message Podcast.
Lifehouse Japan のメッセージポッドキャストへようこそ。
Please make sure to follow or subscribe so that you can get the latest messages.
最新のメッセージを受け取るためにぜひチャンネル登録お願いします。
We hope that you are inspired and empowered and encouraged by the message today.
今日のメッセージで励まされることを信じています。
Let's enjoy it together.
一緒にメッセージを楽しみましょう。
Hello everyone.
Here
we are in Tokyo.
Tokyo からです。
Giving the crucifixion Sunday message.
ね、十字架にかかったイエスのメッセージです。
Jesus died and rose again.
イエスは死んだけど復活したんです。
And we're going to talk about the Friday when he died.
だから死んだ金曜日の話です。
And we're going to read a part of the scripture at the moment he died, 3 p.m. on Friday.
Afternoon.、ね、ね、
And right there in front of all Jerusalem, people watching Jesus die. And when he died, he didn't die as a wounded, beaten person.、
ね、めちゃくちゃ傷ついた人として死んだのではなく、
oh, he had been tortured.、
ね、もちろんね、拷問を受けたけど、
he was dying.、
ね、死にかけてたけど、
but he spoke so strongly.
でも力強く語ったんです。
So full of faith.
信仰物強く。
And the people around heard what he said.
で、周りの人は何て言ったか聞いてたんです。
We've called this message theCross and Jesus' cry of victory.
Jesus died in victory.
Jesus died in victory.
Yes,
come on, give a big praise.
We're
going to read from John 19.
ヨハネの19読んでいきましょう。
And it says here when Jesus died, his last words were amazing.
これね、亡くなった時最後の言葉がすごかったんだって言って。
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said,I am thirsty.
ね、その後イエスは全てが完了したのということが分かった。聖書のお告げが実現するために彼はこう言った。喉が渇いた。
And a jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it up to Jesus' lips.
ね、その樹海から近くには酸っぱいブドウ酒がたっぷり入った壺があって、兵士たちはその、ね、スポンジにブドウ酒を浸し、そこの木の間に先っぽにそれをつけてイエスの口元に差し出した。
And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, It isFinished, and with that he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
それを口にした瞬間直後に完了したと言え、イエスは言え、頭を落とした息を引き取った。
It is finished.
完了したんです。
What an amazing thing.
ね、素晴らしい言葉です。
And people around went, whoa.
ね、周りの人みんな、whoa.
This isn't a sad, sick person.
ね、これ悲しい人じゃなくて。
This is overcoming Jesus.
ね、乗り越えたイエスなんだ。
And we're going to talk about a centurion that heard it.
ね、それを聞いた100人隊長の話をしてきた。
Who were the centurions?
この100人隊長誰だったんだ。
He was in charge of between 100 and 1,000 men.
ね、100から1,000人の、ね、軍隊を
A Roman soldier.
ね、ローマの軍です。
A tough guy.
ね、めちゃくちゃタフな人。
A veteran.
ね、もうベテランですね。
A leader.
リーダーだったんです。
And he was in charge of the crucifixion unit.
ね、そして十字架のそこをね、執行する役もしたんです。
He was close enough.
ね、その近づくに。
And he heard these final words of Jesus.
で、イエスの最後の言葉を聞いた。
And this, it is finished.
これがもう完了した。
He knew what that was in the Greek language.
ね、ギリシャ語でそれどういった意味か彼は分かってたんです。
The Greek is tetelestai.
Tetelestai です。
Everybody tetelestai.
みんなで tetelestai.
You don't need to remember that.
ね、覚えなくてもいいけど。
But you should remember it.
でも覚えてほしいです。
Because it's amazing.
ね、素晴らしい言葉だから。
What it means is when the Roman soldiers overcame the enemies.
ね、ローマの軍が勝利をしたときに。
And all the enemies are running away.
ね、そのね、周りの敵たちはみんな逃げ出している。
And the Roman general cries out,Tetelestai.
その勝利の後に将軍はね、完了した。
It is finished.
Tetelestai.
It's completed.
もう全部終わったよ。
The enemy is gone.
ね、敵がいなくなった。
And we are victorious.
で、自分たちが勝利をした。
And the centurion would go, whoa.
百人隊長、この言葉言うの。
He's not crying out help.
助けてって言葉じゃない。
I'm so sad.
悲しいって言葉じゃない。
He's crying out victory.
勝利だってイエスは言ってるんだ。
And it really affected his life.
百人隊長影響されたんです。
Now all Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all refer to this moment.
四つの福音書全部この瞬間を、ね、書いてるんです。
And three of them mention the centurion.
ね、三つはそのうちの三つは千人隊長と言って
る。 Here we go, Matthew 27.
マタイの24:7では。
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.
ね、イエスは叫んだかと思ったらそのままぐったりしてしまった。息を引き取ったのだ。
Verse 54.
で、54には。
And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that happened, they were terrified and exclaimed,Surely he was the son of God.
ね、このことはまことに神の男だ、神の子だったのだ。百人隊長イエスを見張った兵士たちは一連の出来事に縮み上がった。
What's the earthquake part?
その地震って何があったの？
Well, it also says when he died, there was a massive earthquake.
ね、イエスが亡くなり息を引き取った時に地震が起きたんです。
It was a God earthquake.
ね、神様が起こした地震。
Because nobody was injured.
ね、地震からね、怪我した人はいなかったんです。
But the world was shaken by this event.
でも世界が揺らいだんです。
And the centurions, whoa, earthquake.
でも百人隊長とかみんな、おお、やばい。
And Tetelestai.
で、完了した。
This is a king dying. Let's have a look at what Mark says. Gospel of Mark. It says, when the centurion who was standing opposite him saw the way he breathed his last, he said, truly this is the Son of God.
ね、十字架の正面に立った軍の将校、これ百人隊長、イエスの死の様を見て確信した。この方は本当に神の子だったのだ。
Now, this centurion,
この百人隊長です。
We're going to give him a name.
名前を付けよう。
It's not in the Bible.
聖書には書いてないけど。
But early history gives him the name of Longinus.
ね、Longinus というのが歴史的に書かれている。
Longinus.
Longinus です。
So we're going to call him Longinus.
だから百人隊長、Longinus と言いましょう。
Not in the Bible, okay.
聖書的ではないけどね。
But Longinus the centurion.
ね、百人隊長のLonginusだ。
And it says he heard, saw the earthquake. He heard Jesus cry out. And he says, surely this is the Son of God. Let's read the last one, which is from Luke 23. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. Noon, Jesus went on the cross.
ね、正午にイエスは死んで。
Longinus would have been there to oversee the crucifixion.
正午にイエスが十字架にかかって、そのロンギヌスもそこにいたはずなんです。
Where they put the nails through Jesus' wrist and through his ankles.
ね、イエスの手とね、この足首にね、釘が刺さったんです。
And Jesus was there for 3 hours.
イエスはそこに3時間いたんです。
And so at 3 p.m., Jesus cries out and dies.
ね、3時にイエスが息を引き取った。
So let's read it again.
だからもう一回読みますよ。
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining.
ね、その3時になったらその太陽が影になったって言ってん
です。Supernatural.
超自然的です。
I mean, this is King Jesus dying.
ね、イエス、この王のイエスが死んだんです。
This is Messiah dying for the sins of the world.
ね、自分たちの罪のせいでイエスが引き引き取った。
And the natural world is reacting.
ね、これで周りの人がね、
It's all happening.
反応し、何が起こってるんだって。
It says the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
And
Jesus called out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
And
when he said this, he breathed his last. That's what he would have said, Tetelestai. And the centurion,
look
what's happening. Seeing what happened, earthquake, darkness,
Tetelestai,
seeing what happened,Praise God!
And
said, surely this was a righteous man.
Whoa!
Centurion Longinus experiencing all these things, even though he was a veteran and tough guy, he realized what was happening. And he reflected on the crucifixion day. You see, he saw this at 3 p.m.
でその日で3時に見たんです。
But there's something he saw in the morning.
でそれで朝に見たこともあったんです。
And it's really important.
でこれ大事なのは、
because he saw Jesus wounded and flogged for our purpose.
でイエスが自分たちのために傷ついたのを彼は目撃したんです。
He would have seen thousands of people crucified.
で何千人もの人がですね、その十字架にかかって目撃したと思う。
But never someone like Jesus.
でもイエスのような人は見たことがなかった。
See, that morning he saw an innocent man.Accused and found guilty of all these terrible things.
ね、ね、
He saw the Jewish leaders bring Jesus to the Roman leaders.
ね、ね、イスラエルのこのリーダーたちがそのローマの方にイエスを引き渡し。
To his bosses.
ね、そのボスの方に行ったんです。
And this crowd were yelling out, "Crucify him!"
ね、周りの人に十字架にかけろって言ってたんです。
And Pilate, the Roman governor, said, "Why?"
ね、ピラトの総監とか聞いてなんでって言ってるんです。
What crime has he committed?
でこの人が何をしたって言うんだ。
But they yelled out, "Crucify him!"
で、マネージャーは十字架にかけろ。
And Pilate was amazed.
で、ピラトはびっくりしたんです。
You see, they were trying to say that Jesus had not obeyed Caesar, the king in Rome.
で、カエサルのことを従ってなかったんだよ。王様従ってなかったんだってみんな言い出したんです。
But they couldn't even get their witnesses right.
で、その目撃者いなかったんです。
It wasn't true.
本当じゃなかったから。
Jesus was never against the Romans.
で、イエスはローマに敵対したわけじゃない。
It's amazing.
すごくないですか、これ。
And all of a sudden,Pilate said, okay. Flog him. And the Bible says in John 1, 19:1, and Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip.
ヨハネの19の1で、ピラトはイエスを連れて行かせ、鞭打ちを命じた。
This is torture.
ね、これも、もう、
And Longinus would have looked at this.
ね、ロンギヌスはそこを見て。
And seen the injustice.
ね、これ、で、正義じゃないと思ったはず。
He probably didn't want to do this.
ね、やりたくもなかったはず。
And he probably remembered that Jesus.Had helped one of his friends once.
ね、イエスが彼の友達を助けたのを思い出したはずなんです。
He probably remembered the story up in Galilee.
ね、そのガリレアの方で。
Years earlier.
ね、その何年も前。
This rabbi, this Jewish rabbi Jesus, that had helped probably a friend of his. I think it was a different man. But the story in Matthew 8 says this. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, this is years earlier, a centurion came to Jesus asking for help. It's an unusual story. Romans were the lords. They didn't ask for help. But why did he ask for help? He said to Jesus, Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Look at what Jesus says. He said, shall I come and heal him? The Romans? They were the lords. They were taking the taxes. And Jesus says, shall I come and help him, heal him? And Jesus was getting ready to go and heal the guy. And the centurion said, you just need to say the word, Jesus. And verse 13, Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done as you have believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. It wasn't random healing. It was the moment Jesus said it. Jesus heals that man. Well, this happened years earlier. But the centurions of Palestine probably would have told this story. This is an amazing rabbi. He teaches people. He loves people. He healed the servant. Which servant? My servant.
You would
have told the story. So on crucifixion day, when Pilate said, flog him, I'm sure Longinus thought, this is not right. But if Longinus had refused, the penalty was, you take that person's place. So he had to give the order. And that whip was so bad. The Roman whip had lead and glass on the end of the leather. Truly torture. And it doesn't say how many times Jesus was whipped. Whether it was 2 or 10, we don't know how many times. But the flesh would have whipped off his back.
It
would be damaging his kidneys. Blood would have been everywhere. Seriously, it's torture. And the soldiers then put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head and slapped him and hit him and terrible torture. The Bible says when Jesus dies, his wounds, by his wounds, we are healed. Longinus wouldn't have understood that. But we do. Jesus went through that for us. Longinus saw the injustice and the torture of this wonderful Rabbi Jesus. But in the afternoon during the crucifixion, when darkness came, Longinus would have also seen the love that Jesus had for people. He would have seen two different things. He would have seen the words of love for Jesus' enemies. And those who didn't love Jesus. The first one is the whole crowd, including two bandits who were crucified on either side of Jesus. Luke 23. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him, with Jesus, to be executed. And when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. That's our Jesus. That's the love of God. That's the hope of the world. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And they divided, the soldiers divided up his clothes by casting lots. So Longinus, the centurion, is seeing all this. And the words out of Jesus' mouth is forgiveness. 許せって言ってんの、イエスは。 love.、
ね、愛を語ってる。
And even the soldiers are gambling over the clothes of Jesus.、
ね、他の軍の人たちもね、そのギャンブルをしながら。
They don't care.、
ね、全然気にかけていない。
Nothing's happening in their life.、
ね、何も起こっていないんです、彼の人生。
But something's happening in Longinus's life.
でもロンギネスの心では何か起こっているんです。
And then finally Jesus says words overHis mother and his disciple John.
This
is how we know the apostle John, who wrote the book of John, was right there at the cross.
ヨハネの書を書いた人がヨハネここにいたというのがだからわかるんです。
It says in John 17. That's what John 19
には。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
ね、十字架のそばにはイエスの母マリアとその姉妹、そしてクロバの妻マリアとマグラダのマリアが立っていた。
Lots of Marys.、
ね、いろんなマリアがいますね。
It was the number one most popular girl's name.
マリアって人気な名前だったんです。
And when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved, that's the apostle John, standing nearby, he said to her, "Mother, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple John took her Mary into his home.
ね、そしてイエスは自分の母を見た、そしてイエスが愛しているその弟子ヨハネのことですね、そこに立っているのを見た、そしてイエスは母親に言った、お母さん彼を見て、これが彼があなたの息子です。それからイエスはその弟子に言った、これより彼女はあなたの母親、その日以来その弟子はイエスの母の自分の家に引き取った。
So Longinus is watching this.
Longinus これ見てるんです。
Not just Jesus speaking over the crowd forgiveness.
イエスが周りに許せって言ってるだけではなく、
He's crying over hisMother and John, who he loves, and settling their future together, loving his family to the last. This is an amazing Jesus, Rabbi Jesus,
who
healed the centurion's servant, and forgives the crowd, loves his family. He's dying.
が亡くなろうとしている。
What sort of death is this man gonna have?
ね、どのような死になるのか。
Well, there's something interesting in Japanese history, Mark.
日本の、ね、歴史では。
Samurai history.
サムライの歴史ですね。
It says you will tell a man's life by the way he dies.
その人の生き様というのは死に方によってみんな語り継がれる。
That was probably the centurion's thinking too.
百人隊長はこういうふうに思ったかもしれない。
You can tell a man's life by the way he dies.
その人の死に様によって生き様がわかる。
Actually, the word samurai means.Servant.
ね、サムライも使えるものということ
で。The centurion was looking at samurai Jesus.
ね、だからそのイエスのサムライを見上げながら。
Not with a sword.
ね、刀とかじゃないよ。
But dying.
でも息を引き取ろうとしている。
But dying with dignity.
でもそのね、紳士的な。
Love.
ね、愛を持ちながら。
Forgiveness.
許しながら。
And care.
ケアをしながら。
And power.
力とともに亡くな
る。Darkness around.
この闇がなっている。
There was an earthquake.
で、地震が起きた。
And Jesus cries out that word.
ね、イエスがその言葉を言ったんです。
I don't know if you remember the word.
みんな覚えてる？
Tetelestai.
Tetelestai って言ったんです。
His last word is as a conquering general.
ね、最後の言葉っていうのは勝利の
友。Overcoming king.
ね、その王として乗り越えた。
The cry of freedom.
自由を叫んだ。
The cry of victory.
勝利がある。
Over our lives.
自分たちの人生の中
です。Come on, give God a big praise.
神様に拍手しよう。
This is our Jesus.
これが自分たちの
信じるイエス。This is how samurai Jesus died.
このサムライのイエスがこの世に亡くなったんです。
And only he could die for the sins.Of the world.
でこの世の罪で亡くなるのはイエスだけだったんです。
So we're coming to an end of our story.
でこのストーリーの最後では。
But I want to tell you that Jesus died for us.
イエスは自分たちのために死んでくれたというのを言いたい。
The final thing Longinus saw was a powerful death.
ね、パワフルなその死を見たんです。
And he cries out. He said he praised God.
神様を讃えたって書いてある
じゃん。He said surely this is the Son of God.
ね、これは神の子なんだって。
When I first became a believer,
自分が最初クリスチャンになった時、
I gave a cry.
ね、こういうふうに叫んだんです。
Nowhere near what Jesus did.
ね、イエスがやったこととは全然違うけど。
Only one could die for the sins of the world.
この世の罪で死ねるのはイエスだけだったけど。
But when I believed,
自分が信じた時、
there was a cry in my heart for Jesus.
自分の心にイエスから叫んだんです。
I was 19.
その時19歳で。
I was a fireman in Sydney.
シドニーで消防士だった。
I was confused,
混乱して、
living a life of sin,、
ね、罪のある人生を生きてい
た、depressed,
その鬱みたいな状態。
And although I liked being a fireman,
ね、消防士好きだったけど、
I felt no hope.
希望がなかった。
No future.
将来がなかった。
And my friends gave me a Bible.
友達がでも聖書をくれたんです。
I started reading.
で、読み始めた。
And I was amazed at Jesus.
ね、イエスについて興味を持ったんです。
A bit like Longinus, amazed as you heard, just really?
ロンギネスのように、え、本当に？
He heals people?
癒してくれるの？
He loves people?
愛してくれるの？
And then I read of the cross.
で、そして十字架について読んだ。
And the resurrection 3 days later.
その3日目に蘇ったって書いてある。
I wasn't a believer.
まだ信じてなかったけど。
But I'm being drawn to Jesus.
どんどん読んだイエスに引き寄せられてい
た。And I remember the night I cried out to God.
でもイエスにね、叫んだ夜。
I went to a small church.
小さい教会に行ったんです。
I hadn't been to church since I was a boy.
ね、小さい頃からずっと行ってなかったんだけど。
Didn't like church.
教会そこまで好きじゃなかった。
Like、Christians.
クリスチャンの人たちも好きじゃなかった。
Was totally outside.
で全然違う存
在だった。But my two friends that gave me the Bible,
でも聖書をくれた友達に誘われて行ったんです。
And I went to church.
教会に行くと。
It was a small church.
小さい教会だったけど。
They were nice people.
すごいいい人たちだった。
But very old people.
ででもね、年上の人たちが多かった。
Nothing wrong with that.
ね、すごいいいことです。
But I was 19 that just didn't relate to me.
でも19歳だったからあんまり関係持ちづらかったんだよね。
And as I was there, the message wasn't very good.
で、メッセージもまあまあでした。
But God was talking to my heart.
でも神様は自分に語っていたんです。
And at the end of the service,
でメッセージの後に、
I stood up,
自分立ち上がって、
and I decided I wanted Jesus so much.
ね、イエスを信じたいと思ったんです。
And I cried out one word.
一言だから叫んだ。
Wasn't to tell us.
説明したいじゃないですよ。
It was my word.
自分の言葉で。
My little word.
ちっちゃい言葉で。
My little world.
ね、自分のね、できる限りで。
I said the word now.
今って言ったんです。
And as I said now, God knew it meant I'm giving my heart to you, Jesus.
今って言ったね、心を神様に捧げるよって理解してください。
And as I cried out that one word,
その一言言った瞬間、
God's telestai came on my life.
神様のテテレスタイが自分の中に入ってきたんです。
As I cried out now,
今って言った瞬間、
the darkness in me left me.
自分の中
And the love of God came on me.
神様の愛が入り込んできた。
As Jesus telestai folded over my life.
イエスのテテレスタが自分の人生に入ってきた。
And I received His love.
そして愛を受け取り。
The power of the cross.
十字架の力。
Came on my life.
自分の中に入ってきたんです。
And I know for you, Marsh, was a time when you called out.
助けてって言いましたね、自分。
Help me.
助けて。
And the telestai came on your life.
神様のテテレスタが自分の中に入って
きた。So our little cry is a little cry.
だから自分たち叫んでちっちゃいよ。
Your cry is a little cry.
あなたの叫びもちっちゃいかも。
But God's powerful.Nature can come on you.
でもイエスの力があなたの中に入ってくる。
Maybe at this crucifixion day,
この十字架の日か。
You're hearing this message.
ね、このメッセージを聞いて。
You're thinking, I want to come back.
自分も戻ってきたいと思う。
I want to come back to Jesus.
イエスのことに行きたいかも。
Or if you're a seeker,
ね、もっと探っているなら。
Like I said, I want Jesus now.
イエスを信じてみたいと思うかも。
In just a moment, we're going to pray.
ね、これから祈るから。
But let me finish with these two Bible verses, and we're finished.
でも最後にこう書いてあるんです。
You see, on that day, Jesus was scourged, and then he was.Crucified.
ね、それね、めちゃくちゃにされて十字架にかかったんです。
Here's what the Bible says, 1 Peter 2, verse 22.
1ペテロ2の22では、
He, Jesus, did no sin, he never lied.
ね、彼は過ちを犯したことがない、また嘘をついたこともない。
The people insulted Christ, but he did not insult them in return.
ね、イエスを、ね、人々はイエスを侮辱したが、イエスは彼を侮辱しなかった。
Christ suffered, but he did not threaten them.
イエスは苦しめられたが、彼は仕返しをしなかった。
He let God take care of him. God is the one who judges rightly.
イエスはすべてを神に任せ、神が正しく裁くのだ。
Have a look at this.
みんな見てください、ここ。
Christ carried our sins in his body.
ね、キリストは終止符を打つために自分人間の過ちを着て十字架にかかってくれた。
He did this so that we would stop living for sin and start living for what is right.
イエスの傷によって私が癒されるためだ。
And we are healed because of His words.
イエスの傷によって自分たちが癒されるためだ。
We carried our sins on the cross.
ね、人間の過ちを着て。
His wounds and the scourging, we're healed.
傷によって人間たちが癒されて。
Wow.
すごくないですかこれ。
That's why He cried out to tell us.
だからテテレスタ叫んだんです。
Devil lost.
ね、悪魔が負け。
Sin lost.
罪が負け。
Hell lost.
地獄が負け。
Jesus King.
イエスが王となり。
Yelled to tell us that.
テテレスタ。
My last scripture.
で最後に。
Ephesians 1:7.
エペスの1の7。
In Him, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's.
イエス・キリストは私のために身近な命を与えてくれた血を流してまで私を自由にし過ちを帳消しにしてくれるほど神の愛と恵みは大きいのです。
This happened on the Friday.
これ金曜日に起きたんです。
But wait.
でも待ってください。
Because Sunday resurrection is coming.
日曜日は復活の日曜日だった
んです。 That's next week's message.
来週のメッセージ。
Get ready for the resurrection.
だから復活のメッセージ準備して。
But we're going to pray over this crucifixion right now.
この十字架の力について祈ってみまし
ょう。 And I'm going to pray for us all.
だからみんなのために祈
った。 That we'll have a refreshed understanding of what Jesus did for us.
イエスが自分たちにしてくれたことをもっともっと理解できるよ。
Ready? Here we go.
じゃあ祈りましょう。
Thank you, Jesus.
イエスありがとう。
You're the King.
あなたが王です。
The Lord.
あなたが主です。
You cried out to tell us that.
テテレスタイと叫んだ。
Over our lives.
自分たちの人生の中。
Over our sin.
自分たちの罪。
Over our condition. And we receive that afresh, Lord.
だからそれをまた受け取ってきます。
And by your wounds we're healed.
あなたの傷によって癒された。
By your blood we are forgiven.
あなたの血によって許された。
And we give you praise.
だから讃えていきます。
In Jesus' name.
イエスの名によって。
Amen.
Amen.
The final prayer.
で最後に祈りたい
の。Would you like to receive Jesus?
イエスを受け取りたい。
I'm going to count to three.
3秒数えるから。
I'm going to say now.
今って言った時に。
It's your moment to say yes, Jesus.
ね、受け取りたいな、受け取って。
Would you like that?
信じてみたい。
Here we go.
行きますよ。
One.
2, 3, 3,
now. Lord, I pray that people would let you into their hearts.
And
you would pour in your forgiveness,
your
love,
your
grace,
your
purpose, and your blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Resurrection Sunday is coming. Let's rejoice in the Lord.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the message today.
今日のメッセージを聞いていただきありがとうございます。
We hope that God spoke to you through His Word.
今日のメッセージを通して神様があなたに語ったことを信じます。
If you consider Lifehouse to be your church home, or if you were blessed by today's message,
Lifehouseを自分の教会として考えているなら、またこのメッセージで祝福されたと感じるならば、
Then why not consider generously supporting us and helping us get these messages out?
ぜひこのメッセージを多くの人に届けるために寛大なサポートをしてほしいと願ってます。
Simply go to mylifehouse.com/give and you can find the giving way that fits you the best.
mylifehouse.com/give のウェブサイトで詳細を知ってみてほしいです。
Have a blessed day and we'll catch you next time.
祝福された一日を過ごしください。